Hello, Mr. Brown.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Mr. Brown Show. Today is Wednesday, the week after Thanksgiving. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you had some time with your family, your friends, whatever you do on Thanksgiving, showing some gratitude or having the attitude of gratitude we said in the last episode. And like I said, today, this episode is being published on Wednesday, and we call it Choose Well Wednesday, because every Wednesday we want to remember that when you make better choices, you live a better life. So choose well. Oh, yeah. Today, in this episode, I want to ask a simple question. Can we take a moment? The title of the episode today is Can We Take a Moment? And it's more of a plea, like not just like it's a question, but like, can we just take a moment? And what I planned on doing today, I had to switch up a little bit. Let me turn this down. I had to switch up a little bit because of some news today that happened. I was actually working with Paige, one of my team members on this podcast, and we're talking about what we're going to do for the next couple of podcasts. She's actually producing. So thank you, Paige, for the work you do, helping me research and do all the things on the podcast. And we're talking about what we're going to do. And then somebody stopped by, one of the team members stopped by to drop off a hard drive. And my kids came home and we all started talking. And my phone had an alert on it. And it had this alert about a school shooting. And my heart just kind of dropped. Like, not again, you know. Many of you may be thinking the same thing. Not again, another school shooting. And my first thought was like, wow. Man, just take a deep breath and just grieve the loss of life. Apparently, for those you haven't heard or maybe been watching the news, that in Oxford High School in Michigan, there was a school shooting. And time of this recording, there were three students who had passed away, and there were eight people injured in the act. And the 15-year-old, I believe it is, who was the suspect, is in custody. And my initial thought was, like, I read the headlines, like, man, I don't want to read anymore. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to deal with it. And I think that's part of this culture, that we don't want to deal with the pain and deal with the heartache and the tough stuff sometime. But also, I think we want to move on past it too quickly. And my first thought was like, okay, man, this is sad. And my next thought was, this is going to be politicized real quick. One group's going to come out and be like, oh, we need to get rid of guns, gun control. Other group will say, no, no gun control. This would happen even if we didn't have guns. People start pointing fingers at why it didn't happen, what the school didn't do right, what the parents didn't do right. Before we even take a moment, just to grieve the loss of life. Like some teenagers die. And it hit me kind of hard too, because I just spent a whole week in Austin, Minnesota. I want to do a podcast about that, and we'll talk about that trip. It was a great trip. Thank you, Austin, APAC, all the people that brought me to Austin. And it kind of hard because I was spent some time with teenagers. Not only did I do the middle school, spoken middle school for 2 days, and we did the high school for 2 days. And then we did a leadership for 2 hours with some high school and middle school students. So I was hanging out with middle school, high school student teenagers. And the idea that a school shooting happened and kids that very age are now dead. It still blows my mind in a way, even though it happens so often. And it kind of hurts, and it gets me upset, because I can't imagine if I was on that school campus and a shooting started to happen. You know, seeing kids and people in chaos running for their lives and not knowing where to go. And already people are politicizing it and pointing fingers. And so can we just take a moment? Can we just take a moment to grieve the loss of life, the breakdown of our society? Can we just take a minute? And so I was watching news reports. Again, like I said, I didn't really want to, but I wanted to, as I talk about this, get a little bit more information. And I think it was the principal or one of the administrators, they were interviewing him. And the interviewer asked, do you want to talk about why you didn't have metal detectors? He looked at her and said, no. And she kind of paused. It was this awkward silence. He's like, my answer is no. I don't want to talk about that. Think about his position. Three kids, eight other people were shot, other people traumatized. Less than a half an hour before this, whatever time it was. I mean, wasn't even a couple minutes, so to speak. And she's already asking about why did you have metal detectors and trying to get in that debate. And I sort of get their job, but I don't, because I think the news, and I'm going to do a podcast about this, the media's job is sometimes to be first and not always right, not always compassionate, not always, because you want to be first, right? You want people to click on your stuff. And I kind of fall, you know, I fall into that too, asking the question myself, because I'm posting this right away or right after it happened. And I'm not making any judgment calls. I do have some things I want to pontificate or question, because it is sad. So I am taking a moment to just grieve the loss of life, and not only the people who died, but the people who were traumatized. What's that going to do to them? Even the kid himself, what caused him to, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, I don't know. What caused this person to do this? And it gets frustrating too. Like, man, why don't we get this right? Why don't we, what is wrong with our society? What's wrong that this would even happen? Another angle I thought about too was who's waiting to see what the color of his skin was, whether he was black or white, you know, what's going to be said because of his color of his skin. We've seen a lot of that in the media, and I don't think any of that's appropriate. This was a human being who made a bad choice. Why did he make that bad choice? That needs to be the major thing, not the color of the man's skin or the person's skin. I think it was a guy, but I don't know for sure. Again, I don't want to jump to conclusions. But again, just can we take a moment? Can we take a minute to just grieve and have pain? And then after we do that, then ask better questions. Let's ask better questions versus just pointing the finger. Because again, guns don't kill people. People kill people. You know, people hurt people. And they will find ways to hurt people many different ways. And as I read one of the headlines I was reading, I think the governor must have said that no kid should have to go to school in fear. But the truth is, kids go to school in fear every day, not just of gun violence, but just how we treat each other. You talk about bullying and putting people down and how it's accepted in our society. Look at the TV shows we promote. Look at the video games. Look at the internet. Look at, you know, even going on Facebook. What stuff is most popularized on Facebook? It is all the fights, all the reels about people fighting and all the disrespect. And people are making millions off of it. And I think it's degrading our culture. The music I was listening to growing up, it's way worse now. That glorifies violence and drug use and all these things. And again, not pointing fingers necessarily, but we as a culture, as a society, need to step back, especially as adults, and say, what are we allowing to happen to our kids? Yes, we live in a free country, we live in a free world, but that freedom comes at a cost. And I'm not talking about military forcing like that, but I'm talking about the fact that, yeah, you can watch anything you want on the internet. These kids have cell phones that we bought for them. We put them in their hands and they can access anything in the world they want to. And when they're playing violent video games and things that just dehumanize other humans, we just say it's okay. Whether it's sexually, whether it's just morally, just whatever it is, we look at people as objects. And how can a 15-year-old mind handle all of that? I don't know. I don't think they have the capacity to handle all that, but we've given it to them. We pushed it on them in some senses. And that's got to be some of the reasons these kids are dealing with depression, anxiety, because we've given them too much too soon. And maybe I'm doing the same thing, pointing fingers, but I guess these are questions I have. And I had a conversation with someone about this just today about it as well. And some of the mental health issues. And I think some of the mental health issues is because we have given them everything. And we sometimes don't check in with them. There's a lot of reasons. But as I thought about it, ultimately, there's a sign hanging up in my wall right here, a poster. And the poster says this: my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2:13. That's a Bible verse, and I do a whole nother organization called Proclaim Ministries. You can check it out, proclaimministry.com. I do a lot of teaching, Bible teaching, and helping people connect faith and life. And so I don't do that on this podcast, but I'm who I am. So I just want to share some of my thoughts, because my first thought was this: that we as a people have forsaken God. We've forsaken God. We in this verse is talking about cisterns. That's how they used to get water, through these cisterns. And the analogy that the prophet is writing here, saying that they have left the way to get water, sustenance. They've left that, and they tried to get broken cisterns, things that can't hold any water. So in other words, we people have forsaken God. We turned our back on God, and we said, we got this. We're going to do it our way. And the question I have is, how's that working out for us? And we've forsaken the creator of the universe. And I believe this: we've been created by God and for God, and we've forsaken him. And we try to live our own ways, and we do our own devices. It reminds me of another verse in Judges where it says, everyone did what was right in their own minds. And that's the society we live in today. Everybody does what's right in their own minds. And anything goes. You can do whatever you want to do. There's no rules until something like this happens. Then we have to go back to the drawing board and say, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we should do that. It's just all kinds of things going on. And so it just really grieves me in the sense that not just pointing a finger at other people, but in what ways have I forsaken God in my own life? What ways have I tried to do my own thing and left out the creator of the universe? Kind of like if I had this iPhone and it comes with, it don't come with too many instructions. You have to look online and find out how to use the thing. But if I try to use this for ways it wasn't meant to use, to be used, and then I get upset about it, that I broke it, that wouldn't make much sense, right? I would go to the manufacturer, I need a warranty. Well, were you using it the proper way? Were you using it the way it was meant to be used? And I would be like, well, no, but I still want my money back. You look at me like I'm crazy, because that would be crazy. And so again, can we just take a moment? Can we take a moment to just grieve? Can we take a moment to just pause and not point fingers? And again, maybe I shouldn't have did this so quickly, because maybe I'm pointing fingers too. Maybe I'm doing that. You tell me what you think. I just think we have chosen to forsake God. And again, people, I'm not religious. I'm not being religious either, but I believe that we've all been created for a purpose. And if we've been created for a purpose, therefore we have a purpose, and therefore we have to live toward that purpose. And we need to figure out why we were even here, why we're here. And I think we have, through political correctness, through religious correctness, whatever you want to call it, we have forsaken God and we try to do our own thing. And the question again is, how is that working out for us? So maybe I need to take a moment myself and maybe not talk about this so soon, but I just had, those are my initial thoughts. And I've taken a moment, I've prayed, I've grieved a little bit, and I looked at my little baby kids in the living room and was like, man, you know, life is short, and I want them to know the most important thing. So anyway, I'll probably talk about more about this later, but that was not what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to use this title of, can we just take a moment to talk about Thanksgiving? Because we just had Thanksgiving, just finished it. And to me, I think sometime we need to take. So the question is, do you still have an attitude of gratitude? Are you still grateful? Because Thanksgiving happened, and then the next day, what are we doing? We're running out to Black Friday sales. We're running to go get, and we're buying, we're clicking, we're Cyber Monday. It's funny because if you look at the calendar, because I run a nonprofit, so I know about this. So there's Black Friday, where all the big deals are. Then there's Small Business Saturday, spend some more money. Then there's Cyber Monday, get the money we didn't get from you on Friday or Saturday. And then there's Giving Tuesday. That's kind of backwards. Shouldn't we have like Giving Thursday first? Giving Thursday before we start, you know, spending. Because if we have Black Friday sales, we have small Business Saturday, we have Cyber Monday, do we have any money left to give? Well, if you do have some money left to give, my nonprofit, Proclaim Ministries, we're not running. We have some donors who have given us a grant for a matching grant. So if you got any money left after all those sales, then you can donate and your donation will be doubled. Just check out proclaimministry.com for more information about that, proclaimministry.com. And your donation to our nonprofit ministry will be doubled. If you give $1, it becomes two. If you give $100, it becomes $200. When you give that $1,000 check, it will become $2,000. Some of you can do that. But anyway, I need to not be ashamed, because I believe in what I'm doing. And if you want to support that, please do. So I do want to give you one other quote before the end of the podcast today. And it's another quote on gratitude. And again, can we just take a moment to be grateful, continue our gratefulness? And let me grab my glass so I can see the quote better. This quote says this. It's from Melanie Beasley, I believe her name is. The quote says, and I found this quote because I was on Facebook, and Facebook does this thing where it shows you quotes you did, like your memories. And I posted this quote back in 2012, and I was like, wow, that was a good quote. And guess what? It's still good today. The quote says this: gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. And as I was looking up the quote and making sure I had it right, somebody asked a question on the internet. What does that mean? What does this quote mean? And for me, it means this: gratitude makes sense of our past. With a heart of gratitude, I can look back at my past, especially my past pains, and go, you know what? Even though that was painful, I learned from it. I can look on my past successes and go, you know what? I can appreciate what happened in the past. I can look at my past, even though it's not always beautiful, it's not always what I hoped it would be. I can look back, and if I look at it with the lenses, like glass lenses, of gratitude, I can learn and appreciate from it. I can appreciate the good and the bad. I can appreciate that time I fell off my bike and skinned my knee, that my grandmother came to help me after she laughed at me because she owed me a laugh. I laughed at her when she fell. I can look back over those times my mom didn't let me go to that thing or this thing, and she disciplined me for that. I can look back now with that, with gratitude. I can look back now that my mama made me go to summer school, and I hated it, but I got a best friend out of it. I can look back at my mom making me do dishes and washing my clothes and doing the kitchen and cleaning the bathroom, ironing my clothes, folding clothes. She made me do so much stuff. And then I had to still cut the grass and shovel the snow. If I look back at that past, I look at it through the lens of gratitude, it makes sense of it. And even the fact that I can look back at a past, that brings me gratitude in my heart. And even when it came to my mom passing away 2 years ago, yes, that's painful. Yes, and I think about my mom every day. I mean, it's not a day I don't think about my mom, especially when I look at my iron, because she made us iron our clothes. So when I iron my clothes, I think about my mom. When I leave my house, making sure I turn the lights off and, you know, make sure no appliances are running, because somebody's house burned down because they left their dryer running. I look back all of that and look at it with gratitude. And it also made me think of this. I remember when I was single, we had this singles meeting. People came over my house for a little just Bible study in my house. And I remember everybody walked in, and there's a couple girls and guys, and the girls walked in. They looked in my apartment. They were like, "Your apartment clean." And I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, it's clean. Why? Because my mama taught me how to keep a house clean, right?" And so I can look back at my past with gratitude, or it makes sense because I had gratitude, and I can look back and it makes sense of my past. So gratitude makes sense of your past, or our past. It brings peace for today. And the way it brings peace for me today is, even though everything's not the way I think it should be, if I'm grateful for what I have and not what I don't have, it brings me peace. It brings me peace that I'm not striving for a whole bunch of things that I don't necessarily need, because I can focus on what I do have. And again, that's not always about physical possessions, not about things that you necessarily have physically, financially. But I have a home to live in. I have a family. I have opportunities. I have my health. I have a lot of things that it just brings me peace. And when I focus on having gratitude, it alleviates me of the stress and the pain of getting. Have to achieve, possess. Because the sad thing is, I think many of us don't have things. Those things have us, because we'll do anything we can do to keep those things. And that's a sad state. That's not peace. They call that the rat race, right? You just run and get. You're getting things to impress people you don't even like. And that's bondage. So I think gratitude leads you to a place of peace, but also freedom to say, you know what? I'm grateful for what I do have. So gratitude makes sense of our past. It brings peace for today, and it creates a vision for tomorrow. And I think of that, my own interpretation of that is this: I'm grateful today, and anything else I have that comes to me, I'm grateful for that as well. Because truthfully, as Dave Ramsey says, people say, "How you doing?" Dave Ramsey says, "Better than I deserve." I don't deserve much. And anything that I do get, and I look in the future and say, you know what, tomorrow, if I get tomorrow, I'm grateful, because I don't deserve tomorrow. I'm not promised tomorrow. So when I wake up tomorrow and it comes, I'm grateful. Even if I wake up and I'm tired and I'm tempted to complain, guess what? I woke up. I have breath. I have bones. They may be aching a little bit, but I have them. So even though Thanksgiving is over, the Thanksgiving holiday is over, I think thankfulness or gratefulness needs to continue in our lives, that we need to continue to take moments to be grateful every day, to take a pause and say, you know what? I'm thankful. Pause throughout the day. You get in your car if it's cold, be grateful you got hands to feel. You know, bad news happens in life. You just be grateful that, you know what? It could be worse. There's a song about this guy named Andy Mineo. It goes, it can be worse. It can be way, 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 way worse. And it could be. So I need to be grateful for everything that comes in my life. So again, the quote of the day is, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So choose the attitude of gratitude. With that said, guys, it is it. guys, gals, women, men, boys, girls of all ages, of all sizes. I don't know why I thought about that. That was kind of weird. Anyway, thank you for joining for this episode of The Mr. Brown Show. And again, the title of the day was, can we just take a moment? Just take a moment. And as you research this news and as people begin to talk about it, you know, I don't know if you're a Christian or not or whatever you believe, but maybe you should pray with some people about what took place. Next time you see kids going to school, you know, take a moment to think about them, to see what you can do to help them have a better life. And again, I said some things today that have just been, I mean, honestly, I've just been thinking about it. So I just kind of processed some of this with you. But I do believe that we need to do better as society. And what does that mean for you? So I guess the takeaway is, you know, think about that for you. What can you do to help our society be better? If that means, you know, turning to God, if that may mean that, you know, repent, turn from whatever you trust in yourself in your own way. But you have an impact in the world. So use that impact, use that influence for the good. So anyway, with that said, thanks for joining us again. I would love to hear from you. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Maybe you listen to it on a podcast. If you listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, give us a rating, because that way more people would hear this podcast and hear about it. If you see this on YouTube or Facebook, share it up. Share. Be generous. Share with all your family and friends. And then join me for our next episode of The Mr. Brown Show. We talk about choices, because when you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh, yeah. Peace.